really, you know, very supportive for what we do. And so I'm hoping that, that they'll be supportive again.
Training committee, the schedule is on there, not a lot of big changes. The only thing that I'll add is I was down at Municipal Prosecutors Conference recently, as with every other conference, just excellent presentations. Every speaker was fantastic. UPC did another great job with that. I saw Trent give a training for the first time, a full-blown thing. He was very, very good. I think it was very well received. And then the other one, the other standout was Will, did a presentation on protective orders.
That was awesome.
Very interesting take on it. It was really good. I mean, it was a standout. I mean, it really was. And I think that goes to kind of the culture of, you know, always pushing forward, always making things better. Great job, Will.
And well, it's all Rihanna's.
I still have you. I still
not
have
that part. I don't know, but
I have. You know, I have the handout with Rihanna's picture on it because I want to make sure and save that because that, you know, use it as a training tool.
Yeah.
Because that, yeah, very creative.
Yeah, he had a handout, and part of it was, here are the types of protective orders, and here's what. But just a very quick, if you have a question about a protective order and the mm-hmm. basic understanding of it, you refer to that document, you know exactly what to do and where to go. It's good, great. Yeah. That was a very good job.
And it's like I said, I want to use that as a training tool because, I mean, that's one thing that we're training at, we'll incorporate it, train the trainer, and we try to let our presenters know is create handouts like
yes.
that people can take back and
I got a lot of those ideas from the trainer
yeah.
down in Springdale.
Yeah.
19, was
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
Bob, do we want to put that available on the toolbox?
That's why I saved it, yes.
Because I didn't get a copy of it. So.
Yeah, as I've got that. So is it okay if we put it on the toolbox?
Yes.
It might be a good idea to put it on the forum also.
Mm-hmm.
Can we give it to the judges?
Just leave them out.
They don't know what's available.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you can see we're doing another train the trainer. As I mentioned, we got the $16,000 grant. Part of the application process is, let me back up. Where that grant money comes from is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Did I say that right? Okay. And they do pass-through grants to then our national organization, NAPC. And so anyway, because that comes from the Traffic Safety Administration, a goal that they have is to try to train the TSRPs, the Traffic Safety Resource Prosecutors, you know, Tyson's counterparts. So when we applied for the grant, we indicated that if we were awarded the grant, we would invite TSRPs from around the country that have not been trained and gone through train the trainer. We also decided to bring in more out-of-state faculty than we have in the past. And that was because we were really cognizant of the drain that it can be on offices if we keep pulling the same faculty out. And so we would rather have who we may have used for train the trainer, we would rather have them available for basic. And so that's the rationale. And so with this new crop of individuals that we're training, we're hoping that we will get some really outstanding folks that can start being part of faculty for future train the trainers, future basic prosecutor. So Steve Garside is coming. This is his will probably be his last training that we're able to get out of him. So we're excited to have Steve. Steve's kind of our master trainer, has been in the past. So I don't know if you have any questions on who's coming, or it's going to be in Logan. Marilyn was hoping we could go to St. George, but it just bears reminding, during peak season, we just can't get into, you know, our good places, Zion's, Moab, right now. This time in March, what was it in St. George? The Senior Olympics and a whole bunch of other things, and rooms were incredibly expensive. So, I mean, Logan's a good place, but...
It's not St. George.
It's not St. George in March.
Just a note on that, in civil conference, that's in October, so that's peak season. Looked all around for Southern Utah, was able to get into Moab Valley Inn at $160, but had to split the hotel to La Quinta, so that's going to be an overflow, and there are 179. So just to give you an idea, county attorneys, of prices are going to be well over the state rate. Hotels are looking at the government rate, which is $200.
The federal government rate.
The federal government rate. There's a state rate, and then they call it the government rate or federal rate or whatever. So that's always higher. That's why we're kind of priced out of Vernal, is they went to the federal rate. So they're $200. That's their rate during peak season. And for Springdale and those places, especially for Springdale, they're going into November. So us to get into Springdale for Oompa was really a good deal. But just to let you know, the prices are really going up.
Well, and FYI, Salt Lake County Council eviscerated our travel budget for this year. So until further notice, we're not authorizing, like we're, anything that we authorized before December is still authorized.
Yeah.
We were saying no to everything.
What's the rationale?
Money.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking from the training perspective. Are they just saying you can get trained locally? There's no reason to go somewhere?
It was all about funding.
Okay.
It's like you can't, and Sims as well, since we're doing the in-house, this is how we save that money.
Yeah.
We don't have.
Yeah. Okay.
That may change as the year progresses if the economy shifts. But that's,
sure.
That's where we are right now.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so that's it for Train the Trainer. That's our next big course. And do you want to talk about visual trials? You were there for that.
Yes. Visual trial skills, basically it was a course about how to use PowerPoint. I can get around PowerPoint barely enough to, you know, put some slides together. This was on a whole nother level. Blair Wardle put it on. He's clearly an expert in how to put effective presentations on through PowerPoint. It is if you're a trial attorney, this is a very, very good, very interesting course.
Yeah. He did about a 30-40 minute video that we're going to require that everybody watch. He's going to tweak it. So what we did the end of November is we brought in our basic faculty and UPC staff, and so Blair did kind of a dry run through, and we're able to give him some good pointers, some good feedback, and so he's going to update this video. And what the idea of the video is that it brings everybody up to the same speed, you know, and so we're going to expect that they watch the video and they do everything that he's doing so that we're all on the same page. And then we'll go from there. They're gonna be in this room. Tyson, Trent, and I are probably gonna be like floater faculty so that we can help out the students. And Blair, this is a project that he has just really embraced, that he loves PowerPoint and is super creative with it.
Things like that, you know, I can put up a slide, I can put up a picture, I can put up text, I can embed a video. Beyond that, he can make things move on the screen. Like, for example, he can imitate a car chase on a map. He can sync a 911 call with text on the screen of the PowerPoint. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
I would think a jury would be captivated by it.
And as we know, jurors, they want that, the bling, the CSI.
Yes.
And so this is going to give it to them.
Well, I've seen stuff that Blair's done on PowerPoint for years, and it's always been like, how do you do that? And after going through this, I realized it actually isn't all that difficult.
No.
To make it do it, and to give a closing argument where you can actually visually show people things other than walking up to them with a picture in your hand saying, look, you know, I think changes the game. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a really, really good course for prosecutors.
And I think on top of closing arguments, there's a really good way to create what would be a super long direct for an expert. If you have an expert on a detective on a murder case, or if it's something that has a ton of documents, there's a great way to create PowerPoints to keep the jury a lot more involved and to streamline everything instead of having to put 1,000 documents in a PowerPoint, having really no rhyme or reason, having to scroll through it. He has a really good method to streamline that, that I think would be awesome for really complex directs.
Have we thought about putting a mini version of this into the basic prosecutor course?
We have talked about it. We just don't know where we would fit it.
Right.
You know, there was one year, I think, that we did like an evening, an optional evening where people could come in. We didn't really get a whole lot of response to that, if I recall.
Well, and this is a full day.
Yeah.
And so there's just, and I think the good thing is people will see Blair and the things he does with his PowerPoint at Basic, and then we'll say we do this course 4 times a year. Come to it.
And we may be able to offer it more times next year, or we may even be able to add more courses this year. We've got 4 right now. We're going to try to cap it between 10 and, we're going to do 10 the first time, again, because that will be the official rollout of this course. And then after that, and if we can bump it up to 15, but probably no more than 15, just so that we can have the hands-on. But we've gotten a lot of feedback, you know, people requesting this type of training, so we're hoping that it will be, I imagine at least we're going to have waiting lists. Yeah. It'll be that popular.
We've tried to do, you know, kind of a brief or some kind of overview over the years, if you remember, Steve, like a fall conference or something like that. Right. And it was okay there, but to take it away and take it back to your office and implement it was just kind of wasn't as effective.
Right.
This is really, from what I, over the years, this is like the best way to do it, is really to have some concentrated time. I don't do PowerPoint. I don't train like these guys do. I do just my little thing. And that was really helpful for me, of being able to have someone kind of, you know, hold my hand through it and walk me through, which prosecutors probably won't need that kind of, you know, elementary
some
kind of help.
Will.
But
some will.
Yeah.
Well,
but it was really, I mean, you really walk away with, oh, I can do this, I can do that. And it's a lot more effective. And having it over quarterly throughout the year, you know, come and take it twice, you know, take it again. You'll learn something again and again every time you do it.
And to follow up on what Trent was saying with the document management, we talked about this and we need to flesh it out with Blair, is could we go to UPAA and do some of this training there and train the support staff how to put like this PowerPoint for documents. You know, we realize that we don't want our staff preparing our closing argument in our slides for us, but there's some other things in PowerPoint that, like Trent specifically mentioned, the document management that support staff might be able to do. And so we're looking at possibly doing some training at UPAA for that as well. Okay, so that's visual trials. We're excited, and this is going to take the place of our advanced trial skills that we've talked about for years. We just don't get the enthusiasm for people wanting to come and have to perform an advanced trial skills. So this is taking the place of our advanced trial skills training for at least a couple of years.
Annual awards.
Oh, spring conference. I just wanted to. We're excited about spring conference. The training committee came up with some really great additional topics that you can see that we're going to have there. It's not going to be in Salt Lake, so just get the word out to your offices. We will get a save the date out here shortly. It's going to be at the Provo Marriott. We had some issues with the Sheraton last year that left a bitter taste in our mouths, and so I don't know if we'll go back to the Sheraton. We'll see.
Probably not.
So that's just going to be a change, so let your offices know. Okay. Now the annual awards. So last year on our awards committee, this